Let's talk about cycling. If you're going to eat ice cream, well, you might as well work on, use it perhaps as a reward after your cycle. Particularly, how about the Dirty 30 Gravel? Dirty30Gravel.com. Follow along. We look forward to this conversation. Raymond Passier, good morning to you.
Morning.
How many bikes do you have?
I have a good question. I shouldn't tell my wife. At the moment, four.
Okay. All right, got just making sure you're credible here. Thank you for you. All about epic race timing, the Dirty 30. You're involved with the Zombie Dash?
I am. We purchased the Zombie Dash a few years ago, and we've been running that for the past 3 years.
Yes. There's a race for everyone, isn't there?
There sure is.
Even the zombies. I want to zone in on what's coming up right around the corner, scheduled for March 31st. And first of all, this is all about the gravel.
It sure is. I started in triathlons many years ago.
Have we seen each other on the course?
We have seen each other at races, I believe. I do timing throughout the season, so you've seen me in a tent making sure your time's accurate.
Good, and I'm sure it always is. Maybe I could get you to make it a little faster next time. No. You're in the business. So, Ray, Dirty 30 Gravel, give me the – is this a new race?
This is a new race. It's starting and finishing in the town of Saranac, Michigan, just a few minutes out of Grand Rapids. I'm offering a 30-mile course and a 14-mile course. There's about 90% gravel on the route. It is an open course. There are police at critical intersections and volunteers at turns. The course will be well marked, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right, let's do the basics. With a gravel race, I'm using my mountain bike here.
You can use a mountain bike. You can use a cyclocross bike, preferably some kind of bike with knobby tires.
A fat tire. Yeah.
Also fat tire, yeah.
Yep. But not my tricycle.
You could. On the 14-mile, maybe.
Right. And what's key to a gravel race? What's key to, I guess, a successful race? Not necessarily crossing the line first, but how do I make the most out of this opportunity?
I think the key is to make sure that you're prepared for the event. You'd be surprised at the number of hills that you might encounter on a gravel course. It's good to have a bike in working condition, a helmet, and you know,
helmet's probably required, right?
A helmet is required for the race. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're hoping for good weather. The race will go on rain or shine.
Or you might even have a snow shower marched on.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But it's a gravel race is a good way to train for the upcoming season. Whether you're a cyclist, a triathlete, or runner, it's a good way to enjoy the country and stay off the beaten path.
Very nice. You have a charity partner, I trust.
Correct. We're working with the town of Saranac. They have a rail trail that goes through Saranac. And we're looking at purchasing a permanent bike fix-it station for their trailhead.
Tell me more about that.
The fix-it station is a station that has tools that will be available for a cyclist in case they have to make minor repairs. So some come with bike pumps, Allen wrenches, screwdrivers, anything you need to make adjustments to your bicycle.
Which has to happen occasionally. Dirty 30 Gravel Grinder right around the corner come the last weekend in March, that March 31. More specifics, you mentioned a 14 and a 30?
Correct.
Yes. Who should be riding the 14? Is this a good beginner?
It's a good beginner route. Not too many hills. The 30-miler will challenge you at the end. It has quite some hills.
Well, we have those guys and gals that like that. and the entry fee, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, the entry fee for the 30-mile is currently $55 and then for the 14-mile, I believe it's $45. If you are 18 or younger, there is a $10 discount.
Nice. And remind me, many of our listeners might never have ridden a cycle race. Will there be water stops or any bottle exchanges on the 30?
Yes, there will be a water station where the 30-mile and the 14-mile turn off, where they split, and there's going to be another station at a church where there's a turnaround.
Now, really, to get you signing up, are there prizes?
There are prizes. If you are fast in the 30-mile, you get cash. Okay. The top prize is $150. Nice. And then there are medals that are going to be awarded to the top three in each age category as well.
Are you doing 5-year increments or 10?
For the first year, I'm doing 10.
This is the first year,
it
too,
is.
Isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah.
Awesome. And a team competition?
There's a team competition. So if you have a team, it doesn't need to necessarily be an official cycling team, but if you have a team of four people riding in the 3-mile or 14-mile, the top times will be totaled, and the team with the lowest amount of time will win.
Yes. How do you begin new races, Ray? We all know lots of races every weekend. Thank goodness, it gives me something to do. But how do you know that a dirty 30, that you're ready for a dirty 30?
Well, I've been thinking about it for the last few years starting this. I am a cyclist, so that helps.
You can't ride your own race, though, can you?
You know,
maybe
typically
you will.
Not. I know some race directors that run their own 5Ks, but with the first time, I kind of don't want to ride it. And I'm sure there's going to be things I need to iron out during the race. So I'm going to be out there making sure everything runs as smoothly as possible.
Nice. And epic race timing. You're so important to racers. Has this been going well for you?
It has been going well. I started it about 8 years ago. I started part-time and then started a full-time a few years after that. I time mountain bike races, 5Ks, and triathlons.
Will you be doing Bear Lake, Duck Lake, that series?
Yes, I will be with Ron Knoll.
Yeah, I'll see you out there. Yay. All right. Well, details one more time on the Dirty 30 Gravel Grinder with that 14-mile. Convince me to take advantage of this. It's going to be fun.
It is a chip-timed race, a start chip time with the finish chip time. We're going to have some warm food at the end, cash prizes if you're fast, and medals to the top three in each age category.
And imagine get out there and do a little practice now as we slowly start to get warmer. Well, 43 on Saturday. But basically hang with those who you aspire to be, and certainly fitness is important here as well. What's your next race, Ray?
My next race is a gravel race in Ann Arbor this Saturday, the Waterloo 50.
Love it. Good luck. How do we find out more information?
Website is dirty30gravel.com.
Good luck. This is March 31st. Thanks for you and all you do, Jim Allen, on behalf of Athletic Mentors, for the tip. We'll talk to you later, Ray. Thanks.
Thank you.